This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We have Luann Ludwig with us today. She is an author, an empath, and she's written the book, A Journey Within. So welcome, Luann.
Thank you, Kathy, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to have you on the show today. So you've written a fable, which is really cool because, I mean, all the fables have been so long ago, like Aesop or Jesus or, you know, all these ones that taught us these great lessons seem like this is bringing the old back, and this is wonderful. So what caused you to write this book, this fable?
Well, I had written each chapter sometime before I gathered it into a book, really to teach myself from the experiences that I was having to really integrate these tools into my everyday life. These were tools that I had picked up over the years through books and been so excited about them when I read about them. But, you know, when it came right down to it, I would set the book down and just be so excited about what I had read about and thought, oh, that's going to be cool. I'm going to do that. But then life picks up the pace and throws drama in your face, and pretty soon you've forgotten all about what you just read about and thought you would integrate. So I had utilized the little short stories to help myself integrate these tools and create a very solid base for the future I was creating for myself. And then once I had become so used to them on an every day, every hour, every moment basis, and it had created a very solid and peaceful base for me to create my life from, I thought, wow, this could help other people too. Let me pull this together. And lo and behold, it was inspired into a certain order and became one cohesive long story that is also can be broken down into each chapter one at a time so that it's easy to refer back to them and utilize it as a guidebook to really integrate these tools and processes into your life.
Can you tell us a little bit about the storyline of the book and why you chose a child, a little boy?
Ah, well, the book is actually a story of what I went through, but in simplified terms. And the reason I chose a child is because as adults, we carry so much baggage and drama, and we make, you know, we get so complicated about things. And I needed this book to be very simplified so that it would absorb very easily, that our mental aspects wouldn't get overcaught up in the minutiae of detail, that we could just cut to the chase with it and have it be a simplistic book to better put us in the position to actually utilize it. The reason I chose a young boy instead of a young girl was really just to remove it further from myself so that I would feel that simplicity and not enmesh myself in it, if that makes sense. And that also the name of the character is Alexander, which is the male version of my first grandchild, Lexi. And I didn't want to write it about Lexi, but I did want her to be the character in a certain sense. So anyway, that's what's behind all of that.
Okay. And you are an empath. How did that affect the way you wrote the roles in the book?
Well, I was seriously guided by ascended masters as I was going through these processes. I was really shown to change my diet, to drop off sugar, eventually to cut back and pretty much completely drop off caffeine, although I do drink green tea. I think it's so healthy for us. I drink green drinks every morning. Anyway, those were basic things, but also to set up this platform of a solid base for me to bring my life into a more peaceful state so that I could be more open to the divine working through me and bring about my higher purpose in a more enhanced standpoint.
Mm-hmm. So, Luann, you were a very busy real estate agent with children and family going full tilt. How did this all come about where you chose a new life?
It came about slowly. I was always interested in metaphysical things and had a particular interest in those books of people who channeled higher level energies, and I thought that was so interesting. I never thought I would do it myself, but I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And then, I had a spiritual experience in 2007 that really opened me wide up, and I had my first channeling experience and poured forth all kinds of amazing wisdom from ascended masters. And for the following 2 weeks after that, just the coolest, most amazing things were happening all around me, and miracles and just interesting things. And I got a little bit scared off when I started to look at my life and see how much change, like it came on so fast. It took me by surprise, and I kind of put my hand up in a stop position and kind of told the universe, you know what, I got to get my feet on the ground. I've got to take this more slowly. I need a little more prep for this. I can't jump off quite so quickly. And so, hence, you know, all of this other kind of came about. And then I was guided to pull away from real estate and jump into this full time and really learn it then at fast, at breakneck speed. And it's just all bringing me to where I stand now, which is just an open receptacle for higher energies to work through and help people find their highest potential.
Was there a lot of fear that came up as you changed from real estate agent to author and channeling energy for people?
Well, to be honest with you, the only time I really experienced fear was not during any of the experiences right after that 2007 experience, but when I started to worry about how it was going to impact my the ones that surrounded me, who would think I was just nuts, you know, and they would, I was afraid they weren't going to come along for the ride. Because I didn't know back then to turn things over to the universe and then miraculous things can happen. I didn't know about surrender and about, you know, all of the wonderful tools that are in this book, intention setting, and where you put your focus is what gets bigger in your life, those kinds of things. So, I didn't experience any fear, really, whatsoever, even as I was stepping out of real estate, because I started to learn to just do what presented as I walked forward, stay in the flow. And, you know, the universe has our back so extremely well that I was just guided and led to these things, and it was very comfortable and very love-filled process.
That sounds wonderful. Well, what was the first part of the book that you came up with, and did you end up using that as the first part of the book, or did things shuffle around and change?
Well, I don't know what order I actually wrote them in, to be honest with you, because I had written hundreds and hundreds of stories, and then when it came time to pull that book together and create it to share with others, I thought, okay, I didn't know it was going to be those stories. And I thought, okay, I think I'll start with a table of contents. And I sort of let myself get into a zone, and I flowed out a table of contents that had various metaphysical tools that I was interested in sharing with others and a certain order to them. And then it sort of came to me that I already had a lot of stories that really applied to them. So I pulled out a stack of the stories, and as I read through them, I decided which one applied most to the title of the table of contents. And then I wrote some more chapters to give some more cohesiveness to the story and add a broader ending to it, because I had already come further. It's like you write a book, and already I want to write another one. I'm so wanting to update this thing, you know what I mean? Because we grow as we live.
Wow. Did you have any previous writing experience of any kind before this?
I have always loved writing. I have, in college, I would wait. I went back to college. I already had my family in place, and I had two little ones and a husband and a busy, and I worked also. And, you know, so my household was always busy, mm-hmm. and I would wait until everyone was asleep to write the papers that I needed to write for school. And it was crazy. I would get into a zone and I'd write. It wasn't crazy, but I would get into a zone and I would write these papers, and I'd go, wow, that's okay. And I'd set it aside, then I'd reread it the next morning, and I would think to myself, who wrote this? Wow.
That's fantastic. So how can you help people find their spiritual self? Can you discuss what you mean by turning to science as well as the church, so to speak?
Yes. You know, I was always, well, I have a scientific mind as well. Well, I have a kind of, I lean to the scientific side quite a bit. And I always was fascinated by Greg Braden's writings and seeing him in person, and Joe Dispenza. You know, they talk about heart math and how the application of the universal codes of all of us joining our energies together becomes so much more expansive than when you stand alone. For instance, let's put it in the form of if one person stands and prays or makes a positive intention, however you need to look at that, or if a group of people stand and make that same positive intention or make that same prayer. The power of the group is incredible. And these fellas were able to really line it out scientifically, and I just drank that in and loved it, and then applied it to my more smooth way of looking at it in a less detailed and specific numeric, let's say, nature. You know, I didn't remember the exact numbers of ratios and how many trillions of cells we have in our body that take on the light. You know, I didn't remember those exact numbers, but I could take it into myself and see it on a more spiritual level that I just got it in a general form. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Luann, your character, Alexandra, your young hero, he tries again and again until he gets it right. It doesn't all come together right the first time, does it?
You know, no, because that was seriously my experience, and I would tend to bet that would be a lot of people's experience, most of us as humans, right? Mm-hmm. And that was a very big learning experience for me, one of those chapters in particular that was about seagulls and how he tried everything and he thought he had it, and then he you know, it all fell apart, and he had to try another one, and then it all fell apart, and then he would try another one, and then it all fell apart, and he got so frustrated. And it just walks us through that whole process we all go through in life until he finally found smoothness to it and a way to let go and have it flow for him. For me, that, you know, this book is so many layers, so many layers. Part of that, Kathy, is all about my need from my childhood to get it right, to do it perfect. And I had a pressure for that. And so I had to learn as an adult where that came from, acknowledge it, and say, you know, as a child, I needed that as a defense mechanism to thrive in my childhood, to be able to survive, let's say. And then as an adult, in order to thrive, I needed to let go of those old defense mechanisms and create new ones.
We're going to have to go to a quick break, Luann. But when we come back, let's talk about some of those limiting beliefs or things that do hold us back. So we're going to be right back after this message.